In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we face on this holy night, this Christmas night, the birth of our Savior, with a profound mystery that we, as sinful as we are with our quirks, that we are loved by Almighty God. And He loves each and every one of us as if we were the only soul on the face of the earth. He loves us eternally. Even before we came into existence here physically, we are eternally known and loved by God. And He strives so much with His heart to make Himself known, that He becomes a child. He takes on flesh. The Creator of time enters into time to subject Himself to coldness, to suffering, rejection, all for one reason, to show His love for us. And if we accept that love, to be saved, to be with Him someday in the kingdom of heaven. The Christ child shows life is all about love, receiving love and giving love. Any perfect love is love that comes from God. That's perfect love, it's untainted. And the love that comes from God, we're supposed to love Him back with that. And love Him back with that by loving our neighbor. Unfortunately, in our world, and all of us, if you lived in at least a decade or so, there are times in life, there are people, and there are events that sort of tempt us not to love, to close our heart up, to put a brick wall around it. Because we're vulnerable when we love. We're vulnerable, we expose ourselves. So in today's world, some people are on this, okay, it's too difficult to love. But the Christ child is telling us, no, no. The whole life, experience, existence is about love. If we don't love, the heart shrivels up. Because it was meant to have love. Like a balloon, when you blow it up with air, it's meant to have air to fulfill its purpose. The heart that God created in us is meant to be filled with His love. And when it is filled, we're emotionally and we're spiritually strong. And there's a deep abiding peace that reigns in our heart. Because that's the peace of Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. Here's a story, true story. Viktor Frankl. He was a Jewish from Vienna. And he was imprisoned by the Nazis for more than 3 years. And he was moved from concentration camp to concentration camp. He even spent several months in the famous or infamous Auschwitz. And he learned early that it was so important to shave. Why is that? So important to look healthy. So each morning when he got up, he said the ones who didn't look healthy are the ones most likely would take off and put into the incinerator. So he tried to make himself look as healthy as he can in that extreme circumstances in the concentration camp. He said they were given very little food. There'd be one blanket for 10 for 9 men at night. He was sleeping on these wood planks all crammed together. You know, those aches and the pains and starvation. To be woken up at 3 a.m. in the morning with shouts for the German troops hit with the rifle butts. And they would have to get up and they had to march out several miles to help build these tracks for the trains. They said one particular morning as we got up and they're doing this and they're shouting as they do and they're hitting us with rifle butts. We would help each other get up. There'd be little icy patches. And he says, one of the gentlemen was getting up. He whispered to Viktor Frankl, if our wives and loved ones could see us now, I do hope that they are better off than we are. We marched on in silence, all of us thinking of our loved ones. Thinking of our loved ones. And then he said, I had this profound thought. Quote, a thought transfixed me at this time. For the first time in my life, I saw the truth as it is set into song by so many poets, proclaimed as the final wisdom by so many thinkers. The truth that love is the ultimate and highest goal to which we can aspire. Then I grasped the meaning of the greatest secret that human poetry and human thought and belief have to impart. The salvation of man his through love and in love. While in those extreme circumstances, a concentration camp, to know that there are people out in the world that love them, their spouses, their children, other friends, that they were loved, gave them strength, interior strength to go on. And he saw that love can transcend even the most horrible of conditions. Now this is difficult. We all have crosses in life. And it's difficult to realize that we are profoundly loved by God. Some of the saints that read their lives, I'm blown away by the sacrifices they were able to make, the crosses they were able to bear, because they had a deep conviction in the depths of their heart that they were loved by someone. They were loved by the One, by Almighty God. And Christ being born here in the manger, as Christmas Eve celebrated, his hands are raised up. It's such a beautiful image. God is reaching out, saying, embrace me. You need me. I want your love. Embrace me. And I'll change the reality of your existence. Now, love is a choice. And it's an important one because we become what we love. Nothing will affect your life more than what you choose to love. There are people in the world who love money, people who love be famous, people who love a lot of different things. But if we don't love Jesus Christ, it's nothing. In fact, a lot of these things the devil will tempt the person, the devil, the flesh, the world, to take us away from what is true love. How many times people, they go off, they get young adults, unfortunately start falling away, they get caught into the currents of the world, offered all these different things that never satisfies. Only Christ can satisfy. Now, in our life, the object of our love determines who we're going to be. You know, if we're hanging out with people, friends who are generous, humble, loving, compassionate, mindful, something happens. It touches our heart. We see something in them, a good quality, because it's God-like quality. We want to become more like that. This Christmas is really a reality check. Is Christ the center of our life? You see the nativity scene, we have the Magi on the outside, the angels, we have the Blessed Mother and good Saint Joseph. They're right in the center. They're all gazing upon who? Christ. The center not just of the manger, the nativity scene, but the center of the whole entire universe. Really and truly, he's the center of the universe. If we want to be centered right, we're going to be centered in Jesus Christ. Now, in the course of life, when the difficulties come, it's an opportunity for us to say, Jesus, for love of you, I will embrace this. For love of you, I will endure this. It's so beautiful and wonderful. You see, God is a little baby. And Father Cameron had this meditation. He said, one reason God became just a little baby, because a little baby doesn't judge anyone, does it? It loves unconditionally. It doesn't look at you funny. Why did they say that? Why are you wearing that? It just loves unconditionally. God is saying, I do love you. Despite your shortcomings, your failings, your faults, all that, I love you. Embrace me. And I'll transform you. I love reading the lives of the saints and the mystics. Recently I picked up this book. It's called The Way of Divine Love by Sister Josefa Menendez. She lived from 1890 to 1923. She was a mystic similar to St. Faustina, St. Margaret Mary, where our Lord appeared to her, the Blessed Mother appeared to her, St. John, and others. And our Lady appeared to her the day after Christmas, December 26, 1922, holding the Christ Child. And when Our Lady appeared, she looked at Sister Josefa and said, look, my child, I bring you your Jesus. At the same time, she uncovered him and placed him deep down, and Our Lady said, place him deep down in your heart. See how cold he is. You can warm him by your love. He is so good, and he loves you so much. Let him be the sole king of your heart. Think about that. Our Lady says, our love, that we can warm Jesus because he takes on the human condition. Every time you do an act of charity, any time you try to die to self, any time you try to spend that extra time in prayer, you're warming the heart of Christ. And He in turn inflames your heart, expands your capacity to receive love. The next day, St. John the Beloved appeared to Sister Josepha. This is December 27, 1922. John the Beloved, who leans on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Last Supper. And St. John said, He loved us first. May our love respond to His with gratitude, constancy, tenderness, and generosity, without any shred of self-interest. Take about your abode in His heart. Let it catch the fire of His consuming love. That's beautiful. The Lord's saying, your hearts are cold, the flames are, but, you know, give me your heart and I'll inflame it, I'll transform it. Have you met people who have totally died to self? They're very rare. Those are the souls who leave this world and go straight to heaven. But they're the souls that are centered on Christ. Now, I think one word we could say tonight in addition to love is humility. Humility. When we did the penitential rite at the beginning of Mass, one thing profoundly hit me. It's like, wow, how prideful I have been. How prideful we could all be. And God so humbles Himself, He takes on the human condition. So I suggest today, when we are united with our living God, and this is birthday and Holy Communion, ask Him, Lord, transform me. Help me to love what's true and good and beautiful, and that's You. Help me to be humble. Help me to be humble. Transform me. It's a beautiful thing to have this Christmas right at the end of one calendar year. So it sort of inflames the heart, this beautiful feast that we celebrate, the solemnity. Then we go into the new year. Those graces just sort of carry over. Let's just bow our heads right now and say a prayer. Heavenly Father, You loved us so much that You sent Your Son and took on flesh, became a little baby. Help us to open our hearts each and every day of our life. Help us to be like the Magi and the Shepherd to come to Bethlehem and to adore Christ incarnate in the most blessed sacrament. Help us to be filled with Your love and to give this love to others. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.